Americans are debating how to handle the rise of China. The flip side of that conversation is taking place in China, where some Chinese are considering how to respond to what they see as the decline of the United States. This discussion could take a new twist when the president visits China next week and is expected to ask the Chinese to play a more active role in global affairs. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this report from Beijing.
Very few mainstream commentators in China believe that their country is about to replace the U.S. as the world's sole superpower. But what many do observe is a decline in U.S. power relative to China and other developing nations. Wu Xinbo, deputy director of the American Studies Institute at Shanghai's Fudan University, argues that the U.S.'s waning power has led it to support a greater role for China in organizations such as the International Monetary Fund and the G20 group of nations.
America is emphasizing that it seeks partnerships with other nations to resolve shared challenges. It's relinquishing some of its demands to dominate world affairs. This is to some extent an admission that it has no choice.
Wu sees this decline as reversible. He thinks that the Obama administration's multilateral approach will help the U.S. bounce back and recoup some international support. On his first visit here next week, President Obama is expected to encourage China to play a larger role in a full spectrum of issues, from Afghanistan to global finance to climate change.
I think it's absolutely right for the Americans to be pushing them.
David Shambaugh is a China expert at George Washington University.
But we have to be very careful not to expect too much, because China is conflicted over its desire to be a responsible major power, and it certainly lacks the capabilities in many areas to be one.
Xu Jin is a researcher at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, the nation's top think tank. He says that the fate of the former Soviet Union convinced China not to aspire to global leadership or even third world leadership. He says ordinary Chinese think their country has taken on enough international responsibility already.
That's how my parents see it. They think we should mind our own business and that foreign affairs have nothing to do with us. It reminds me very much of American isolationism.
Xu adds that to many foreigners, China's view of itself as a developing nation seems thoroughly outdated. He points to a China-Africa summit held in Beijing in 2006.
When our leaders said that China is a developing nation, some people in the audience laughed and said Beijing and Shanghai don't look like part of a developing nation to us. Those African leaders may have never been to China's poorer regions.
David Shambaugh adds that mistrust has lingered since the Cold War, when the U.S. tried to contain, encircle, and subvert China. And Chinese, he says, have never forgotten this.
Therefore, it makes them very wary to engage with the Americans, and the Americans say, come be our partner on the world stage today. They think, first of all, trap. You know, what are they trying to lure us into this time?
But Fudan University's Professor Wu Xinbo says that what's driving China's growing participation in world affairs is not debates or attitudes, but its ever-expanding global interests, which for now are mostly economic.
There are some things which China must do regardless of whether it wants to or not. For example, China's recent dispatching of naval ships to the Indian Ocean. China may not have wished to do such things in the past, but it has to now because there are more pirates and more Chinese ships that are threatened by them.
Wu says that if Washington wants to enlist China's help in global affairs, then it should avoid treating China's rise as a threat. Wu's advice to his own government is this: don't make the U.S. feel like you're trying to replace it as a superpower. Instead, make it feel that China is trying to help defray the costs and shoulder the burdens of leadership. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.